Over the next 5 or so years, the landscape of college football is going to look completely different. The changes that are being made are, to be honest with you, they are much needed. I know a lot of you guys love college football. You guys love college football the way it is now. I get it. I understand. College football brings emotion out of people. It represents tradition. But let's be real for a second. If you're a fan of a powerhouse team, Alabama, the Clemsons, Oklahoma, Ohio State, you know the teams that I'm talking about. If you're a fan of one of those teams, most of the time, over half of your season is unwatchable. For example, if you're an Alabama season ticket holder, in most cases, you're getting ripped off. You go back to 2019, the last real college football season we had before this year. 2019, Alabama played one ranked team all season. They had one game all year in the regular season that was competitive. That was against LSU. You had to wait 2 months until November to watch Alabama play a competitive game in the regular season. Now, this year, the SEC appears to be strong, so the schedule for Alabama is a hell of a lot tougher than it's been in the past 3 or 4 years. It's a good thing. But their out-of-conference schedule is still an embarrassment. They have no business playing Mercer, New Mexico State, Southern Miss. And I'm not just picking on Alabama here either. Back in 2019, Clemson, they didn't play a ranked team all season. But like I said a second ago, there are positive changes happening in college football. This is just my opinion, but I think the players now having the ability to be paid has a lot to do with this. It's bringing something back to college football that they have been missing for a long, long time. And that's competitiveness. In a sense, money is the great equalizer. I'm hoping eventually that college football will implement a salary cap similar to the NFL to kind of level the playing field a bit. But adding money to the equation makes recruiting more competitive. A five-star recruit, he's being looked at by Alabama and Ohio State. Where's he going to go? Before money enters the picture, Alabama has the advantage. Legendary head coach, better weather. They win national championships damn near every season. At least they're competing in one every season. But now, a booster at Ohio State offers the kid more money. It can sway his choice towards Columbus. Deion Sanders is not a fan of the traditional college football system either. I miss Deion Sanders on NFL Network every Sunday, but he has been great for college football. He's bringing national attention to an FCS program and other FCS programs that would never receive it otherwise. He also brings a sense of honesty, a realness to college football that we don't usually see from head coaches. Conference calls and press conferences with head coaches, they rarely make headlines. 99% of the time, they're boring. Deion Sanders has never been boring, and he's also never been one to mince words. His school, Jackson State, they head to Louisiana tomorrow to play Louisiana Monroe. It's your traditional college football game, FCS opponent against a D1 program. Many times they're called tune-up games. We use these games the week before we play a big opponent to get our players an extra week of preparation before the big game. Deion Sanders was not having any of that mentality. Check out what he said at the press conference the other day.
I'm a little different, man. I don't believe in FCS school taking a payday from an FBS school just to get your butt kicked. How does that help the kids? Yeah, that helps your financial aspect of it, but that means you sold out. You sold them out. How does that help anybody? You sign up to go get your butt kicked before when they see it on the schedule, they know it's a butt kicking. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about many schools that choose to do that from lower level schools that play against these schools. We're trying to level the playing field. We're not trying to get killed. It don't make no sense.
Everything that Deion Sanders just said was 100% spot on. I don't know if I've ever heard a college football head coach be this upfront and honest about a tune-up game. Like he said, these games are not good for anyone. Well, that's not entirely true, I guess. The only people who benefit from cupcake games are the schools themselves. Jackson State will be given over $300,000 for traveling to Louisiana Monroe to presumably get their ass kicked. That is the only beneficiary to this game, the school itself. It benefits no one else. It doesn't benefit the players. In order to improve, in order to get better, you have to play against opponents that are equal or better than you. So it doesn't help Alabama when they play Mercer. And it really doesn't help Mercer either, who travels to Tuscaloosa and gets humiliated on national television. Deion Sanders mentioned it being a morale killer for the kids. How else could you describe it? Tell me an 18, 19, 21-year-old kid that wants to be embarrassed. Most of these games are over by the end of the first quarter or by halftime. The kids get ripped off. More importantly, us fans get ripped off. I know there have been 8 FCS schools beat FBS schools this year. I know that. But that is an outlier. It's an anomaly. It usually doesn't happen that way. Even with 8 FCS schools pulling upsets this year, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean anything. They got lucky one day. Then they go back to getting the hell beaten out of them when they play powerhouse programs. The only reason these games are on the schedule is for money. Down here in the South, college football is king. I've always liked the NFL more, but most people down here think college football is better than the NFL. I don't understand it, but that's the way it is. One of the reasons I always hear as to why college football is better, they always say the NFL is about the money and college football is about love of the game. The kids play it for the love of the game. Number one, yeah, the NFL is about money. That's why they play. But you tell me, what would make you more motivated? Knowing that you're going to receive a $500,000 check for playing one game? Are playing for the love of the game? There is a reason the NFL is the most competitive league that we have. And number two, college football is all about the money. That's all it's about. The only difference is the money has been going to people who never step on the field. Just because the kids weren't getting paid, or most of them weren't getting paid traditionally, doesn't mean that college football isn't about the money. Now, I've been hard on college football for a long time, but so far, this has been a great season. So far, 3 weeks in anyway. College football is getting better. I like what I'm seeing. These powerhouse teams playing in the same conferences. 5 years from now, I think we're going to see a landscape in college football that I talked about 2 years ago when I started this channel. Your top 50 or so teams separated into 5 conferences and playing against each other during the regular season. It's going to make for a better product on the field. It's going to be better for everyone, especially us, the consumer. Major college football has been a minor league feeder system for the NFL for decades now. They're just now starting to treat it that way. They finally pulled their heads out of their ass. All right, let me know what you think about Deion Sanders and his comments in the changing landscape of college football. Are these changes, the conference realignments, do you think it's good for college football? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.